Hey love, Ashley Han here, online branding and marketing strategist, entrepreneur, author, and coach, and welcome to a brand new special exclusive series of my show called Female on Fire, where I am taking you behind the scenes with incredible, powerful, successful, sexy, radiant females on fire. From spine-tingling pain to power stories, real and raw girl talk, to actionable tools and frameworks that you can use and apply in your own life, it is my intention that as you listen to each of these episodes, you will feel a spark light up inside of you and walk away feeling on fire and radiate that beautiful, unique, powerful flame out into the world. Let's dive in. I've got such an amazing episode for you ladies today, especially my single ladies and also my ladies that are in new relationships. This is a really, really potent, powerful episode, especially for you women that want to attract in your conscious king, your soulmate, and you are also a high-achieving, ambitious woman. I have got an amazing love expert who specializes in helping women just like you. So get ready to meet Sammy Wonder, who is a leading international dating and relationship coach. She specializes, like I said, in helping high-performing, high-achieving women attract and keep romantic love. She shared her own pain-to-purpose story, which was, by the way, so relatable. I was nodding my head the whole time. I resonate with so much of what she shared. She has so much potent wisdom for you guys today. I can't wait for you to learn from her. Make sure that you take so many notes. I had so much fun jamming out with her today, and I will tell you what she shares in this episode. I was nodding with everything. I was getting so excited. I was like totally fanning her flames the whole time because yes, yes, yes. This is how I attracted Gerard, like 100%. Everything that she shares is exactly what I went through. Even the pain and the struggle pieces, I went through that. And she shares how she actually attracted her dream man. Like just listen to everything this woman says. Trust me, it's so powerful. Take a lot of notes, especially also if you are someone who has been really wanting to cultivate more of your feminine and learn how to shift into your feminine energy so you can create that polarity in dating and in relationship. We talk a lot on that. She shares some amazing tips, and I'm not going to spoil it anymore because there's just so much goodness in here. You're going to want to listen to it until the very end. Trust me on this. So without further ado, let's dive into the episode.
All right, all right. I've got a fun episode for you ladies today listening. I've got none other than Sammy on here with me, Sammy Wonder, and we are going to dive into all the juicy things around love and relationship and attracting your dream man, your soulmate. So Sammy, welcome, welcome to the show. I'm super excited to have you on today.
I'm so happy to be here, Ashley. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I would actually love to start off just so also my listeners can get some context and get to know you a little bit. What led you to this work?
What led me to dump my career as a trained economist and become a love coach for high-achieving women? Okay, so I would say there were two primary factors or catalysts in my journey. The first one was my own personal struggles with men. So just a decade ago, I was the smart woman, good-looking woman on paper who just couldn't, for the life of me, keep a man in my life for more than a few weeks. And it did not make any logical sense because I was smart, I was hardworking, I was a good person, I would like to say and believe. And man after man would, you know, things would really develop in a very intense way, and they would come with all the words and all the promises, and then slowly they would start to disappear, ghost, fizzle out. And usually the words I got were, you know, it's been great getting to know you, but I don't think I can give you what you want, or some version of, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. And so all of this was happening at the same time as my career as an economist was growing, and I was working with international development organizations. And yet in my personal life, I felt this deep dissatisfaction and gap. And what was interesting was I still didn't do anything about it. Like I just went on the hamster wheel date after date, hoping that the next man would be different or the next experience would be different. And for me, the moment of transformation for me was that moment when I found the one, or at least I thought I found the one, and we were dating electrically for like 2 months or so. And then again, the same thing happened. He started to fizzle out and I didn't hear from him for 10 days. And then I decided to reach out myself and say, hey, what's up? Haven't heard from you. And I again got the same lines back, like just very similar lines that you're a lovely woman, you're such a great person to be around, and I hope we can be friends, but I am not feeling it. Like I'm not feeling the connection. And so for me, I think that was the turning point in my life, because there comes a point in life when the pain becomes so unbearable. Like if you don't change and you don't do something about it, it just becomes so unbearable. And I think I reached that point that day. So that for me was the turning point, I would say. And the next morning, I remember waking up and telling myself that you either throw the towel, just focus on your career, become even more and more successful, because you feel in control there and you feel like you can create magic there. It makes you feel safe to keep accomplishing great things. Or you look at what's going wrong and why it's going wrong. And because I was always the kind of person who wanted family, wanted kids, I wanted to be married. Like I had no doubts about it, that that was important to me. I decided to, you know, dive nose deep into understanding romance, understanding how attraction works, understanding how our romantic relationships are so different from our social relationships. And what I learned was so powerful and so transformative for me personally. I felt like I became a different person. And I suddenly understood the importance of polarity in romance. I understood how I was leading so much with my masculine, with men, and how it was so important to like cultivate my feminine if I wanted to attract a great, you know, strong man, as you say, conscious king. Into my life. And within 9 months of doing the work and rotationally dating, which I love to talk about, like it's dating more than one man at the same time, I attracted my husband. We got engaged within 9 months of meeting. And today I'm 8.5 years happily married. I have two beautiful boys. And I don't just have a marriage, I have the love of my life. He is my person, and he supports me with my success, and he supports me when things get tough with the kids. So this is like a true team that we have here, and I just feel so blessed. So this is the personal part of the transformation. I think the second catalyst to becoming a love coach was my own dissatisfaction with my career, so to speak. Like as a trained economist, I was good at numbers, and I remember sitting at these desks and writing these long reports and then just hoping that one day I will impact somebody positively somewhere down the line over the years. And so I just had this constant nagging feeling like there's got to be more to life. Like there's got to be more excitement, more joy, more impact in life. And I think when I moved with Chris to Paris, my husband to Paris, we lived in Paris for 2 years because he got a great job and we moved there. I suddenly found myself sitting at home because I couldn't speak French. I was still learning German. My husband is German. And then there was this culmination of all these things coming together where I was like, oh my God, like I'm at home. I have a master's degree. I have brains. I cannot just sit at home and be a housewife, as amazing as that feels for a few given months. And what can I do here? What gift do I have that I can share with the world? I can share with women. And that's when the idea of doing what I was doing anyway with my girlfriends, like, you know, they were all turning to me and they were asking for advice anyway, because they had seen my transformation and my journey. I was like, what if I did this on a professional level? What if I trained as a coach? So of course I went on, got got my training as a life coach. I learned the skills of being a good coach. And then to that, on top, I put my own process, which is the process that helped me succeed with attracting my husband. And I mean, there's been no looking back. Ashley, we've come so far in just 5.5 years. I've helped over 300 women walk down the aisle. We have some really amazing results we're so proud of. I've built a multi-7-figure business. And we have clients across 55 countries of the world. And I'm just really turned on and happy that I am able to share the gifts and the messages I have with high-achieving women all over the world who are excited to find love, and not just find love, but find amazing soulmate love.
Yes. Oh, that's so beautiful. I love it. I really believe that the most potent, most impactful businesses come from that pain to purpose. You know, which you had, right? That was like a struggle you had once, and then you overcame it yourself, learned through that, created breakthrough. And then when you got to the other side, you realized, oh my gosh, I want to support other women with this because I know what it's like. And that's what I, with me and my women, when they come in for my branding and business containers, I always coach them on that. Like what, like that is your biggest service, your most potent medicine. It's something that you actually have direct experience in overcoming and experiencing, because that creates so much more resonance as well. Like your messaging becomes more authentic. Everything else just is super aligned. And I love that you also had, you know, you met your dream man and you guys moved to Paris and you had those, you know, couple months or however long it was, and how divine and perfect that was just laid out for you as a runway to create what you've created today. It's just so beautiful. Okay. So I'm kind of, you said a bunch of things and I was taking notes and I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many things that I want to unpack and talk on with you. So, okay. First and foremost, the first thing that I wrote down that I heard you say is that, and a lot of women listening, by the way, can relate to this because I have a lot of high performing, high achieving women and women who are creating a lot in their lives and their businesses. What would you say is like that number one thing that these women, these ambitious, high-performing women collectively like struggle with that actually stops and blocks them from having that dream relationship with their king? I kind of have a feeling I know what you might say.
Okay, so as an expert, it's always like, okay, number one thing, because there are so many things, and I think it's different for every woman. But I would say for the majority of my clients who come to me, what we find is that they are operating in their masculine in their love lives. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important that we're able to hear this without getting triggered, because I love masculine energy. I'm a mother of small kids and I'm a CEO. I wouldn't survive if I didn't have my amazing go-getter, powerful, strong masculine energy inside me. Mm-hmm. I think the problem starts when we take this energy into romance. And for so many women, firstly, speaking for myself, when I came across these concepts, I was amazed that there was something even existing like polarity and masculine, feminine. Like I wasn't even aware of these concepts. And so for me, like imagine my shock when I realized that I was operating 90% of the times in my masculine energy. Basically, I would wake up in the morning and even as a single woman, you know, I would just be on the go all day, get things done, have things on my list, initiate, plan, do, organize. And that energy really made me, until today, really makes me a high achiever. Mm-hmm. Now, the challenge was that when I showed up on dates and when my clients show up on dates, we're still there. We're still in that energy. And this, again, it's important to understand that it's not sexist to talk about masculine and feminine. Both men and women have both energies. And yes, sometimes, you know, alpha men or men who are far out in their masculine, they also need to come into balance with their feminine so that they can connect with their wives, they can connect with their girlfriends. And so a lot of my clients are just really far out in their masculine. And what we teach them is how to cultivate the feminine. Because if you're showing up on dates and you're in your masculine, let's say, what does that look like? It looks like reaching out to men, texting men, calling men, making things happen with men, pursuing the connection with men, sending that seemingly on the surface innocent text that says, I'm thinking of you. Yeah, when are we meeting? And it feels very innocent. It feels very simple and harmless, but it's not, because it really puts you in the leadership energy. It puts you in the energy of the masculine. And when that happens, unfortunately, it doesn't mean that we will not attract men. We will still attract men, because by the law of polarity, which is what attraction is based on, which is the presence of polar opposite energies, in order for sexual desire to exist, you need the presence of masculine and feminine inside a romantic connection. And so when you show up in your masculine, you do give, lead, plan, pursue the connection, you will attract men, but these men will be more laid back. These men will be more in tune with their feminine. And sometimes they'll be broke. Sometimes they'll be laid back to the extent that no dates happen if you don't make them happen. Sometimes they'll be passive to the extent that you'll keep dropping hints. When are you seeing me? We keep texting and you'll never see him plan and move things forward. And you'll get frustrated and you'll just pick up the phone and do it yourself. And so many of my clients tell me, like, when they find me, they have this pattern that they're always attracting men who are, how would I put it? Who are at some level less capable, less competent, less in their power. And this woman is like the leader, and she's in her power, and she wants to attract a leader of a man, a king of a man. And the way to have that and the way to attract that is to cultivate your feminine side, your feminine energy. Because again, when you understand polarity and how attraction works, you see that when you show up in your feminine, in your love life, you're going to attract men. This is law. This is nature. This is science. This is biology. You're going to attract men who are more in their masculine. You're going to attract men who are more in control of their lives, who've got their shit together, so to speak. And you don't have to always be the biggest person in the room, which my clients are used to being. And they're tired of it. They're exhausted from what I call rowing the boat all the time. And they would like a partner that also rows the boat with them. And may I even say for them sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, so good. So true. And I resonate with so much of that. And I'm sure Elia's listening are nodding your heads as you're listening to her as well. And okay. So when we talk about cultivating your feminine. And by the way, thank you for giving examples of what it looks like to be leading in with your masculine when it comes to dating, because that was something I was going to ask you, and that's perfect, because it's important for us to have the awareness of what that looks like so that we can catch it. And we're like, ah, okay, there it is. You know what I'm saying? So from that space, shifting energetically, cultivating your feminine, can you talk about that and how do these ambitious women start to shift and cultivate their feminine?
Sure. So I think the first, again, simple sounding but harder to implement concept is leaning back. And leaning back energetically is all about metaphorically letting the men row the boat of connection and row the boat of, if you were sitting in a boat, for example, and destination was, and the land far at the horizon was your destination, and that was marriage, commitment, the ring, whatever it is that you desire, it is his job to row that boat forward. And you have to lean back. You have to let him pursue the connection. In very simple terms, it looks like he reaches out first. Now, this is not about being a woman from the 50s. This is not about women not being strong enough and equal enough and not having the capacity or the capability to reach out. What I have noticed is that so often when I ask my clients, what feels good to you, not what you cerebrally think you should be doing when you like a guy, but what feels good to you? Does it feel good to you to reach out, bounce on him, ask for his number, call him? or what feels good is that when he makes that step towards you, what feels good to you. So feminine energy is all about being in touch with our bodies and our feeling sides and not being up in our heads. Because so many times when you listen to mainstream TV, media, films, they're full of examples. Even male relationship gurus and love gurus, they're like, oh, you like a guy, you're like a strong woman, go up, walk up to him in the bar, ask for his number. And women do that. And it sometimes gives them temporary results. Because the guy, you know, the guy's ego has been flattered and he's going to be like, sure, yeah, here's my number, call me. Mm-hmm. But it never leads to that sustainable long-term relationship. And these wonderful women, they keep coming back to the same point again and again, that things move a little bit ahead with the man and then they fizzle out and then they fizzle out and then they fizzle out. And for that, you have to inculcate the discipline within yourself that if you want to attract a king, if you want to attract a man who is in his empowered masculine energy, you've got to intentionally choose being in your feminine around this person. Mm. And what I've noticed, Ashley, with a lot of my clients, I mean, I work with really successful women, executives, I've worked with, you know, TV stars, I've worked with multi-seven figure entrepreneurs. And what I see is that they understand feminine energy logically. They understand it. Like, they're not stupid. They intellectually get they should be in feminine energy. But when they like a man, when they feel like that person shows up in their life and there is that spark and there is that connection, that's when there is a tendency to just completely put aside polarity and then just tell yourself, oh, it doesn't matter if I send him one text and ask him out. It doesn't matter if I call him once and let him know I'm thinking of him. Now, I don't want women to like get obsessed with being perfect, but I do think it's important, especially in the early stages of dating, that men pursue. Of course, as you know, you spend more and more time with somebody, there is a flow that comes in and a give and take that happens. And that's absolutely natural. But especially at the start, it is so important for men to feel like they're choosing you and they are pursuing this connection. And it is their decision and not just because they got nagged into or pushed into choosing you. And it gives us women so much power when we're able to lean back and we're able to let men make those hints about, when are we meeting? When am I seeing you again? That is not a hint that a woman in her feminine energy makes. Because again, the minute you make that kind of hint, you are rowing the boat. You are leading the connection. You're pursuing the relationship and taking it forward. Lean back also means, letting him be the giver, you know, letting him be the one who's spoiling you with flowers, spoiling you with gifts, planning really nice dates to impress you and please you. So leaning back, I think, would be the number one way that I recommend my high achieving clients to start shifting the way they're showing up in their love lives. Because when they do just that much, like, it sounds like a simple shift, but when you do just that much, you see the tremendous transformation in the kind of men you start to attract. Because all the douchebags, all the losers, all the players, they don't want to make an effort. They want the woman who rows the boat, gives, does, plans, leads. And the minute you go into your feminine, you start to see the world of men differently. It's like, all these men who were previously wasting your time, they suddenly fall off the radar because they're simply not capable of making an effort. They're not looking for that kind of agreement where they want to commit and make an effort. They want it easy. They want it convenient. Yeah. And only the high achieving women who are in their masculine, they are showing up as convenient, you know, because they do everything. And it's amazing how just doing this much is so transformative for my clients, and the kind of men that start to show up in their life is just, it's just amazing to watch.
Yeah. That's what I was just going to say, is the caliber of men that you begin to attract just transforms because your commitment to be in that energy. It's so absolutely true. I mean, even my own life, I was looking back, and by the way, one of my non-negotiables when I was dating was, this is one of my personal non-negotiables, is that I had to be pursued. I needed, like, it was a non-negotiable that I must be pursued. I must be courted. Like, it was an absolute non-negotiable. And I also love what you said about, you're like, well, what do you want? Do you want to be the one pursuing, or do you want to be pursued? Right? Like, what actually feels good to you? Because sometimes I feel like, you know, we'll miss that part completely, because when we actually take a step back and we ask that simple question to ourselves, I would bet to say most women listening right now are like, well, I want to be pursued. Like, yeah, that would feel great. I would love that. Right. And so knowing that we play a part in that, and that part may not look as active as you think and forward as you think it is. It's actually leaning back, which for ambitious women, right, can be the biggest challenge, because we're used to doing. And that leaning back is more of this surrendered kind of space to be in. And it's also super powerful energetically. And it's something, this is something I've been talking about a lot recently, is it's really activating, ladies, your beingness versus your doingness. Because when we're leading with the doing, do, yes, it's in our masculine. But one thing, the biggest thing I would say too in cultivating your feminine, and this is something I've learned, is realizing how powerful your beingness is. Just simply your being. Just that's it. Nothing to do, nothing to need to say, nothing. You know what I mean? Just your feminine just being. And so I really love how you brought it back to that. And I absolutely, like, when I look back in my dating experience, ladies, I will tell you, like, everything she just said, that is literally what I experienced. When I was doing the one, when I was the pursuing, the caliber of men, the quality of men, the men who you said wanted the convenience, right? And I felt like, what the heck? Why isn't this guy stepping up, right? Well, I'm not giving the guy even room to step up, because I'm the one doing all the stepping up. And then noticing the difference when you really do commit and you're intentional in your being and you're choosing to lean back. And something I heard you say earlier that I think is very important piece to this that I'd love for you to elaborate on. You called it a name. You said, I think you have a name for it. But you talked about dating more than one man at the same time. This is important, ladies. So listen up, because I'm telling you, this is what also I learned in my own way. And I'm just going to be real with you, ladies. We called it, like, it was me and my girlfriends were we had a love coach, and we were learning together, right? Reading the Surrendered Wife, like, you know, just learning how to be in that space. And we called it the man funnel, which sounds really bad, but that's what we called it. It was like having a man funnel, and how, like, one man may be like the front runner, but sometimes what's interesting is that can switch, right, as you're dating. So can you please speak on that, and also what you called it? What was it that you said dating more than one man at the same time is?
Yes. So I dated more than one man at the same time. I call it rotational dating. So basically there's this rotating door and you're standing there and all of these guys keep changing, and whoever's in front of you gets your energy. And then when he's gone, he's out of sight, out of mind. And that's how I teach my clients to date. So rotational dating is about dating more than one man at the same time, because you get to have options, and because options are empowerment and love. Mm-hmm. And so many women resist rotational dating because we either feel like this is something wrong, like you're cheating and you're being slutty, which I think is important to clarify, because it's not about rotational sleeping. It's about rotational dating, which is going on several connection dates, as I like to call them, with many different men, like cinema, coffee, exhibitions, museums, and just getting to know these men and evaluating these men. So many women, you know, meet a guy they like, in 3 dates they get exclusive, they have sex, then a few months down the line they realize he's a workaholic, a drunkard, he doesn't ever want to get married, doesn't want to have children. And we waste so much time doing one man in one go, like one man exclusivity, wasting a few months in a relationship that is not going anywhere, then breaking up, then recovering from it. And before you know, you've lost another year of your life with the wrong person. wasting it on the wrong person. And not only that, I think it all accumulates emotionally. Like every time you have this experience of you liked someone, you thought it was the one, then your heart breaks again, things don't work out. It's just a lot of emotional baggage that keeps building up over the years. And so to cut through all of this, what I teach my clients is that you should be seeing more than one man at the same time, especially at the start. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story because I actually rotationally dated all the way to the ring. So I was not ready to be any man's girlfriend. I told my husband, when Chris asked me to be his girlfriend around the 2 month mark, I said to him, okay, that's nice. And I'm flattered, but like, girlfriend, boyfriend is for teenagers. It's what we do in college. Like, I'm not looking to be any man's girlfriend. I'm looking to be a wife, and I'm looking to get married, have a family. And till you know that I'm the one for you, not just for now, which is a girlfriend, but forever, which is a wife, I'd like to keep my options open.
Mm.
And, he was totally aghast, couldn't believe what he had heard, went silent on me for 3 days, and I thought I lost him. But then he got back and he said, okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about what your vision is and, you know, what you're looking for. And then, of course, by the 9 month mark, we were engaged. And so I think rotational dating can exist at so many levels. You can rotational date right at the start, which means that you speak to many, many men when you're online dating or you're organically dating. And then slowly, I love what you said, you know, the funnel. Slowly what happens is the funnel is really big on the top, and then it starts to trickle down and number of men in your funnel get lesser and lesser. For me, what's important is that we're not filling up our dating rooster with just like any man. I think it's important to have, because we're busy women, it's important to have quality men in your rooster, you know, not just time wasters or distractions for the sake of having a dating rooster. I like to call it a fan club in my programs. You know, when I work with clients in my group coaching programs, it's called Elevate. And inside Elevate, I always tell my clients, if you're single, you should have a fan club, girls. These are all the men that are never going to be your husband, but they are great, great. Like they're great friends to have. They'll support you. They'll help you, you know, and every woman should have this. So there's the dating rooster, which is like 2-3 men that are serious candidates. And then there can also be the fan club, which is like, everybody knows it's never going to lead to anything, but we're all hanging out while we have the time. So, yeah. I rotationally dated all the way to the ring. My clients, as I said, like 300 plus engagements, a lot of them have also done rotational dating, and they generally start with rotationally dating. And then I think around the 3 month mark, 4 month mark, they either drop guys with whom the connection is not developing, or then they take it to the next level. And next level means, okay, I'm either going to shut down my options or, and get exclusive, or what I did, which is, I love what we have, and I'm not going to shut down my options till you know that I'm your forever person, not just your person for now.
Wow, that's so, I love that. And I've actually never heard that rotate, like the fact that you rotationally dated until he proposed. Right. That's amazing. That's amazing. So I haven't heard that before. And what's interesting is what comes up for me is like those conversations. It sounds to me like you guys did have a conversation, because he was kind of like, I mean, did he ever question your seriousness about him? Was he ever like, well, you know, I want a woman that's serious about me? Or did that like kind of ruffle his feathers about you? Did he like communicate that to you? I'm kind of curious.
Well, let's say he was annoyed, but he was annoyed. And at the same time, I showed it to him that I was giving him the jackpot. Like, if you're smart, you'll see that I'm literally telling you that if you were to propose, I will close my options down. Yeah. So for a smart man, of course, you can get dissuaded and discouraged, or you can see that you can step up your game and win this woman's heart. And so my husband decided to do that. He decided to not get insecure. He decided that the connection we had was worth fighting for. Yeah. And I would never in my life propose to a man. So he knew that that was in his, the ball was in his court, and he had to do what he had to do to get me off the market, so to speak.
Oh, that's so good. And Yeah, I even love what you said, that fan club, and then having the you know, who's in your man funnel is like the more serious men. And I also love what you said, because this is another question that I've gotten from my clients is, well, you know, what about, you know, like, cause it's like, well, I don't want to be, you know, sleeping with more than one man. I'm like, well, no, that's not what it's dating. It's about exploring the connection, learning about him, right? Like really, I love what you said about, I think you said observing, right? Like really kind of sitting back and observing, as well. Like that's huge versus just notice the difference in that, ladies, observing versus like controlling, right? It's just such a different energy when we try to, cause I feel like a lot of women too, and I have been in this position before where we'll try to mold the man and like make the man be the dream man when we know like deep down he's not it, but we like, because we have started investing ourselves into him, maybe we committed to him super soon, like you said, you know, within the first month or 2 months, right? Cause they ask, then it's like, we feel like almost like, well, I've got to make this work. So let me just mold him. No. It doesn't work that way. What you said about the 3 to 4 months, right? And you were talking about like you date, like you'll date one guy in 3 to 4 months and then you realize, oh, it's not the one. And then you go, and that I cannot tell you, ladies listening, that was my life. That was, and I, it was like, and it felt like that, like such a time waster. Cause then when you look at it that way, right? That's 3 to 4 months, one guy, one, that's it. Another 3 to 4 months, one guy. Now you're at half a year. Okay. And then it's like that pace, it's just, it, when you look at it, it doesn't make sense. And I know one of the things, it's interesting because at the time I didn't see it as that. I actually saw it as the opposite. I was creating this sort of illusion because we women, we have this thing. We're like, okay, our biology clock is ticking and we feel like that kind of pressure. Right. And what's interesting is I felt like that was the right thing to do. Like I felt like that was probably the quickest way, which in reality, ladies, it's not. And what's interesting about that 3 to 4 month mark, I just want to throw in from a biological perspective, we were that it's actually biological trimesters. Like, I don't know if you've ever read on that, but that's why at the 3 to 4 month mark, we get that knowing, right? Of like, wait, this isn't the guy, because we've allowed ourselves that amount of time to, it's like, that's our turnover. Like that's like our, when we actually shed and we realize, okay, that's not who I want. And we get back in the game. So I love what you said about that and really just drawing awareness to it, because I think that's so important. I can relate to it super, super, super like a lot. That was my life.
And can I just say, Ashley, that what you just shared about, you really thought that was the right way to do it. I want to speak to that for a moment, because I think so many women think similarly. We think that if we just hyper-focused our attention on one person, the chances of it working out are much higher. Now, as a relationship expert, I totally want to bust this myth. I want to tell you, if you don't focus on one person, the chances of you succeeding are much higher. So I like to call it in my work, I say, don't be a laser beam. Don't laser focus on one man. Be the lighthouse. Be the lighthouse that attracts many, many men. And that is actually going to increase your chances of success with men. Because believe it, those empowered masculine men, they can sense our energy when we're laser focused on them and we're trying to mold and make things happen. And it's a complete turn off as well. And it's really hard to not be laser focused when you don't have options.
Yeah. Like
if there's just one guy, then of course you're going to obsess about when he's calling and when he's texting.
Oh, so true. I love that. Not the laser beam, the lighthouse. I don't know if you've read of any of Alison Armstrong's work, but I read a lot of her work when I was dating. And she actually talks about how that's actually a very empowered masculine trait, is being laser focused. Like men are laser focused and women actually have diffuse awareness. So it all like that, it's actually our very nature, right? It's our very nature. And that's the beautiful thing, is you ladies are actually allowing yourselves to come home, you know, in practicing this and everything that Sammy's saying, you're really allowing yourselves to come home. You're going to feel so much more natural. Like you're going to feel so much more embodied as your true self. So I love that analogy. Thank you for sharing that. I've never heard that before. And it's absolutely, yes, yes, yes. Write that down, ladies. Underline it, highlight it. All right. Well, we are coming near the end of this episode, and this has been so much fun. I've been enjoying this conversation. I knew I would. And I do have one final question to ask you, Sammy. This is more of a personal question I ask every woman on my Female on Fire series, which is, what is one thing personally that you used to shame or maybe dim or dull or hide about yourself that you have since reactivated and reignited on your journey to becoming this amazing female on fire that you are today?
Wow, what a great question. And I think what comes to my mind intuitively, because I haven't really rehearsed this or thought about it before, is that I have really reactivated love for my postpartum body, because I gained a lot of weight after my kids were born, and they were both born. I mean, the elder one is 5 years old and the younger one is 1 year old right now. So I think I put a lot of pressure on myself because the seven figure and the multi seven figure CEO is supposed to look a certain way. She's supposed to have manicured nails and she's supposed to have hot red lipstick, and she's so on point. And I found that as a mother, sometimes I couldn't be. And that brought up some kind of shame inside me, and that I felt like I had to hide myself or get less visible. And I think I really overcame that and gave myself permission to just show up the way I was being, having two little kids at my feet and just showing up, sharing my gifts, sometimes with oily hair, sometimes with unmanicured nails. And what was amazing was the feedback I got from my clients, where they said that it, like, you're on Forbes and you're on Entrepreneurs on Fire and you're doing all these amazing things. And then when we see you with oily hair and no makeup, it just makes you so much more human and so much more relatable. And we love you more for it. And that just sort of, yeah, teared me up, because I think I was carrying some kind of weight around my body and my looks after, you know, giving birth. And I'm really, really proud of the fact that I just show up and shine and share my gifts while still being a mom of two small kids.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's so beautiful. And I actually, everything that your client said is so true. It just makes you that much more relatable. Like, they can actually, because that's every woman, right? Every woman goes through those, like, well, I don't know if you know this, Sammy, but I'm pregnant right now. Yeah, I'm in my second trimester. I'm having a little girl in February. She's due in February. And so it was really cool to hear you say that just now for me personally, because there is days where, like, I don't know how your pregnancy was, but my first trimester was a doozy. I spoke about it on my Instagram. It was like, I was in bed. I was sick. I was just emotional. Commercials could make me cry, like all the things. And there was days where, like, washing my face was like, like the most productive thing I did all day was wash my face, you know? And some days, like, it was just, and being with that, you know, and being okay with that, and being, and actually embracing it. That was a huge part of my journey, and has been a part of my journey being pregnant. And so just hearing you speak about that, you know, postpartum, it's powerful for me, because I'm definitely going to draw back on that, because who knows, I don't know where I'm going to be, you know, once I give birth and how I'm going to feel and, you know, what I'm going to look like or whatever. I have no idea. And I'm here for it. You know, I'm here for it. And it's a powerful reminder what you just said, and how much like, we think it's the opposite. We think that, like, being polished all the time and all of that is what creates, you know, the best relationships with our clients and future clients. Actually, when we're just allowing ourselves to be in our mess and we're okay with showing ourselves that way, that's what women relate to, because no woman is perfect. No woman is perfectly polished all the time. It doesn't exist. So I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Sammy.
Oh, thank you.
So where can people find you? What can I put in the show notes? Because I'm definitely going to be putting all the things in there for you ladies, so you can continue to follow Sammy and hear from her amazing stories, her wisdom, and all that good stuff. So what can I put in the show notes for the ladies?
So we do have a very special gift just for your audience. So this is a free guide, a training actually that I have prepared. It's called Lean In at Work, Lean Back in Love. And it's giving these amazing women three powerful feminine energy shifts that they can embody starting today, as soon as they download the training, because we've got the masculine energy part nailed down. It's the feminine energy part, which feels harder to cultivate. And along with this training, there comes a PDF. It's called the 10 Powerful Feminine Energy Scripts to inspire him to lead and get him to take charge. Because I get clients asking me all the time, Sammy, I love this whole feminine energy. It still feels a little elusive, vague. How do I put it into practice? How do I put it into words? Like, what do I say if a man asks me to pay on a date? What do I say if he wants to have sex and tells me, I like you, you don't like me, why don't you sleep with me? So I've put in my feminine energy scripts together on all these important topics: money, sex, boundaries, conflict, getting him to take charge and cater to your needs without controlling and manipulating. And that training is also part of this free gift that we've prepared for your community. So they should absolutely go check that out.
Awesome. I'm definitely going to put that in the show notes. I'm so excited for you ladies to dive into that. Yes, so good. The languaging is very important. I even hearing what you said to your husband now, but at the time he wasn't your husband, what you said, how you said that must have been so important too, because I'm sure there's a way we can say that doesn't work. You know,
absolutely. And of course, I mean, I'm very happy to welcome women on my Instagram handle. I'm at Coach Sammy Wunder Coach, and of course my website sammywunder.com. You just have to make sure it's spelled right: SamiWunder, sammywunder.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sammy. We'll make sure to put all of that in there for the ladies. And thank you for your generosity with your free gift. I'm super excited for them to dive into that. And of course, thank you for just giving of your time, your energy, and your wisdom during the show today. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Ashley. You've been such a wonderful host.
If this episode spoke to you, and especially if you're a driven, ambitious woman who is ready to dive deep so you can rise up to the next level and become truly unstoppable against any and all obstacles in your way, go to femaleonfire.net now. It is time to reignite that spark inside of you so you can radiate it out. Those parts of you that have been lying dormant, that you've been hiding, muting, shaming. It's time to reignite that flame inside of you so you are lit up from the inside out, irresistible, magnetic, in command of every room and every situation, and no one ever, ever forgets your name. Go to www.femaleonfire.net. That's femaleonfire.net, or click the link in the show notes to learn more. You can also shoot me a DM on Instagram that says FOF for Female on Fire now. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and especially for rating, reviewing, and sharing the episode. You're amazing. I love you. Have a powerful day.